Steve Gruber, destroying liberal myths with reckless abandon.
It seems the Jussie Smollett case will be one that keeps on providing dividends for some time to come. We'll be enjoying discussion of this case for a while. That's because Smollett missed yesterday's deadline to pay $130,000 or just a bit more for investigative costs to the city of Chicago for a fake hate crime, a hoax that he pulled on the city when he had two Nigerian brothers beat him up and claim that he'd been beat up by two white thugs wearing Donald Trump hats. Complete lie. He foisted that lie upon the people of Chicago, and yesterday marked a week since Mayor Rahm Emanuel's law chief sent the Empire actor a letter demanding the payment. The March 28th letter said he must pay within 7 days. Did not specify a response if he didn't, but here's what's going to happen. Non-payment now will trigger a civil lawsuit and a civil trial, which, by the way, the standards for proving he staged the incident much lower than in criminal court. Now, as you know, the prosecutor in the case, the state's attorney, Kim Fox, dumped 16 felony counts against Smollett behind closed doors. The judge then sealed the case and sealed the file, and we don't know what actually went on. We know that Smollett forfeited $10,000 and did some sort of menial tasks for Al Sharpton's group and for Jesse Jackson's group, the Rainbow Push Coalition, but we don't know what that was or what went on there. And now suburban police chiefs all over Chicago, in fact, we believe every single police chief in greater Chicago, joined the Chicago PD in calling on Kim Fox, the prosecutor who dropped all those charges, to immediately resign. The heads of three suburban Chicago Police Chiefs Associations, which represent dozens of chiefs throughout the area, said they took no confidence votes against Fox this week. All three organizations voted for Fox, who, as Cook County State's attorney, oversees prosecution in the city and entering suburbs. They wanted to resign, all of them. 30 suburban police chiefs, in addition, announced the association's call for Fox to step down at a news conference organized by the union. Kevin Graham, the Chicago FOP president, said the Smollett case was the last straw on a long list of grievances that the members of the city's 13,000 officer police force have had with how Fox has carried out her duties since being elected in 2016. Officers have been frustrated because they say Fox too frequently allows suspects who assault police officers to be let go altogether and never get charged with a crime. Never get charged. They get let go altogether. In a statement, Fox dismissed all of the noise. I was elected, she wrote. I was elected by the people of Cook County to pursue community safety, prevent harm, and uphold the values of fairness and equal justice. I'm proud of my record in doing that, and I plan to do so through the end of my term and, if the people so will it, into the future. I don't think she realizes that her career is over as a prosecutor. The people of Chicago it's not even a close call. They've all turned against her. Now, of course, Smollett, who is black and gay, claimed that he was attacked in the middle of the night during the polar vortex by two guys wearing red MAGA hats. Yeah, the middle of Chicago is you know, huge Trump country. No, not at all. And he claims he was attacked at, 2 in the morning, whatever it was. And yet when the police got there 45 minutes later, finally, he still had his sandwich from Subway, still had the noose on his neck that he said was put there by these thugs, a noose around his neck. Come on. None of it made any sense. A spokesman for Chicago's law enforcement said in a statement, Mr. Smollett has now refused to reimburse the city of Chicago for the cost of police overtime spent investigating his false police report January 29th. And he said the city's going to pursue full measure of damages allowed under city ordinance. They're going after him, as well they should. This guy made a mockery of law enforcement. And he attacked every single person that voted for Donald Trump in addition to that. He really did. He stained anyone. If you're a Trump supporter, you're a bigot and a homophobe. No, that's just simply not true, Jussie. But what you are now is unemployed and unemployable. Good luck with that. By the way, we also know that Smollett mailed fake letters to himself, fake racist letters trying to stir and gin things up, trying to stir the pot and see as much trouble as he could make. What a complete mess. The chiefs of police are also calling on the Justice Department to investigate the Fox situation. They want a federal investigation of Kim Fox. They want a federal investigation of what happened in the Jussie Smollett case. You see, this became such a disaster for everybody that nobody gets away clean. She's in real trouble here, as is the former chief of staff for Michelle Obama, who called in a favor to get this thing to go away because Jussie Smollett's a buddy of Barack and Michelle Obama's. Nobody's getting out without this stench on them. It's a mess. They all know it. And somebody's going to pay a price for it. Apparently, a whole lot of folks are going to pay a price for it. You can't just go around and fake hate crimes, for example, and act as if it's okay. It's not okay. You can't do this. You can't perpetuate a fraud of this nature on the city of Chicago or anywhere else for that matter and not be held accountable. We have to hold these because if you listen to MSNBC or CNN, you would have this belief after the Smollett case first came to light that somehow there's this rash of hate crimes all over America and this sort of thing is happening everywhere. And it's this atmosphere that Donald Trump has created, which is all utter BS. But they fuel that narrative. What there is, however, is a rash of fake hate crimes around America. Now, those I can go and find a whole pile of those. Swastikas painted on a Jewish synagogue. Oh, painted by a Jewish person. Another hate crime. Swastikas. Oh, perpetuated by a person of color. I mean, we've talked about those stories because these fake hate crimes are far more common than the real ones from what I can find. If you can prove me wrong, send me a note at stevegruber.com or come on the Common Sense Hotline, 888-900-9966, and explain where I've made a mistake. I'm all ears. Friday on the Steve Gruber Show.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MAB.